Okay, let's get cracking. Today's a very exciting day as we begin learning Maseches Sukkah. And Maseches Sukkah primarily is about, you guessed it, the laws of the Yontif of Sukkahs. Now, the first two prakim of Maseches Sukkah are going to be primarily dealing with the halachos of building the Sukkah and of living in the Sukkah over Sukkahs. The third parak of Maseches Sukkah is going to be dealing primarily with the halachos of the Arba Minim, of the four species, the Lulav, the Esrog, the Hadassim, and the Aravos that are brought on Sukkos as well. The fourth parak of Maseches Sukkah is going to begin by discussing the various avodos on the Beis HaMikdash with the Arava and so on and so forth, much of what we do on Hoshana Rabbah. And the rest of the fourth parak and the final parak, the fifth parak of Maseches Sukkah, are going to deal with the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, with the special water pouring ceremony that will take place on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. But again, now we're going to begin with the halachos of living in the Sukkah on Sukkahs. Now, the mitzvah to live in the Sukkah is stated in the Torah in Sefer Vayikra. The Torah says, Basukkos teish v'shivas yamim, that in Sukkahs you shall dwell for a 7-day period. Now the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah interpret the words of Teishvah, that you shall live, as requiring us to live in the Sukkah in the same manner as we live in our homes the rest of the year. It's referred to as Teishvu Ke'in Tadur, that you're living there in the Sukkah just like you do the rest of the year. Now this means that during the 7 days of Sukkah, or the 8 days outside of Eretz Yisrael, one is obligated on a Torah level to treat a Sukkah as his home, that any activities that one normally performs in one's house, whether it be eating, drinking, and sleeping, must instead be done in a Sukkah. Now the main part of a Sukkah is its roof, which we refer to as its schach. And in fact, as Rashi points out in the beginning of Maseches Sukkah, the word Sukkah actually comes from the word schach. Schach is defined as a roof that provides shade. If it was built or put in place for some purpose other than providing shade, then as the Gemara says, it is going to be puzzle, and we're going to learn many such similar types of halachos. Now, there's actually a machlokas in the Gemara why exactly we're dwelling in sukkos, according to one opinion in the Gemara. It's to remember the Anone HaKavod, the cloud of glory that Hashem protected us with in the desert. According to another sheet in the Gemara, it's actually Sukkos Mamish, that we lived in actual huts in the Midbar, and we're going to see that come out as well as we discuss Maseches Sukkah. Now we're going to begin with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Let's begin. It says the Mishnah, Sukkah shehi gavol lemala mi'atzrim amma psula, that a Sukkah whose schach is more than 20 amos above the ground is going to be puzzle, is going to be invalid, since a Sukkah of such great height as the Gemara described in the first Amud cannot stand unless its structure is strong and long-lasting, it is invalid, because the Torah requires a Sukkah to be arai, because it has to be a temporary type of a dwelling, and if it's too tall and too big, then it's really not arai. It's considered to be more of a permanent hut, of a permanent structure, which is not allowed. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Rabbi Yehuda rules that if it's 20 amos above the ground, then it is valid, because he holds that a sukkah must be a permanent structure, and therefore, according to him, there's absolutely no limit to the height of the sukkah, but we don't paskin that way. We possibly, the first opinion, namely, cannot be 20 amos or more above the ground. And there are actually three understandings in the Gemara as to why this is true, that a sukkah cannot be 20 amos or more. Now, the first Tana assumes that listing types of sukkahs that are possible. Says the Mishnah, V'she'ina gavoa asara tefachim, and a sukkah that is not 10 tefachim high is also possible. V'she'in l'shalosh tefaros, and one that does not have at least 3 walls is also possible. And says the Mishnah, V'she'chamasa meruba mitzalasa, and one whose sunlight is greater than its shade. There's not enough schach to give it shade. Says the Mishnah, in all of these cases, psula, these sukkahs are completely invalid. They are completely and totally pasul. Now the Mishnah is going to cite a machlokas as to whether one must build his sukkah with the kavana to use it for the mitzvah of living in a sukkah on sukkos. Says the Mishnah, sukkah yishana, in the case of an old sukkah, let's say a sukkah that a person made well before sukkahs, which he simply built because he wanted to use it as a nice place to dwell in, and it's beautiful outside, let me live in this little hut. Says Beishamai, Poslin, Beis Shammai says that it is invalid because the sukkah must be built for the sake of the mitzvah. Uveis Hillel machshirin. But Beis Hillel says that it is valid because they hold that such kavana is not necessary. Ve'ezo hi sukkah yishan, and what is considered to be an old sukkah, kol sha'asa kodem l'chag shloshim yom, that any sukkah that one made more than 30 days before a sukkah is considered to be an old sukkah. Since people are not yet thinking about the yontif of sukkahs at that time, one who builds a sukkah then presumably did not intend to use it for the actual mitzvah. Continuing in the Mishnah, however, if one did make it for the sake of using it for sukkahs, then even Beis Shammai would agree that even if he built it at the beginning of the year, meaning even after the previous sukkahs, then it is kosher, then it is a valid sukkah, since it was built with the appropriate kavana, then it was built with the appropriate intention, and in that situation it would be valid. Continuing now with Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, as we discussed the halachas of a sukkah that is covered. Says the Mishnah, Ha'osis sukkaso tachas ha'ilan, that if one makes his sukkah under the branches of a tree, ki'ilu asa b'sochabai, it says the Mishnah is as if he made it inside a house. Just as a sukkah built inside a house is not going to be valid because it is covered, so too that one is not allowed to use a sukkah that is built under the branches of a tree. Continuing in the Mishnah, sukkah gabi sukkah, that if one built one sukkah on top of another sukkah, so that the schach of the bottom sukkah is actually serving as the floor of the top sukkah, then hal yona kasher, the upper sukkah is valid certainly, v'atachtona psula, but the bottom sukkah is not valid because the Torah disqualifies a sukkah that is beneath another sukkah, even though the upper sukkah has valid schach. Rabbi Yehuda says, im ein diurin be'el yona hatachtona kasherah, that if there are no people living in the upper sukkah, meaning the upper sukkah is not fit to be lived in, then it is not considered to be a sukkah. The bottom sukkah is valid because it is covered only by valid tzchach and not by another sukkah. Quick review. The Mishnah taught us, number one, that a sukkah whose schach is more than 20 amos above the ground is invalid. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees that we pasken that way, that it has to be a temporary structure, it has to be a diras arai, and a temporary structure is one that's going to be less than 20 amos, and therefore it has to be less than 20 amos in your for your sukkah, for your schach of the sukkah. Then the Mishnah began to list a whole other slew of types of sukkahs that are not going to work, that are not going to be valid. Number one, if a sukkah that is not 10 tefachim high. Number two, a sukkah that does not have three walls. And number three, a sukkah whose sunlight is greater than its shade. All of these three examples of sukkahs are completely and totally puzzle, are invalid. Then Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph began discussing the case of an old sukkah, meaning a sukkah that a person made well before sukkahs without the intention of using it for the mitzvah of sukkah. In that case, Bishama said it's puzzle, it needs a certain level of a kavana, but still it says that it's kosher in that situation. And then the Mishnah defined what exactly is considered to be an old sukkah. So we said that any sukkah that one made more than 30 days before the festival of sukkahs, it had to have explicit kavana, explicit intent for the mitzvah of sukkah. Anything that's within 30 days of sukkahs, we assume, was done with the intention of it being used for sukkahs. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that even according to Beis Shammai, if it was done with the intention of sukkahs, even if it was all before sukkahs, it would be valid. As long as it's done with the intention that it's being done for the mitzvah of sukkah and not any sort of dwelling place. And then Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis taught us that if a sukkah is made under a tree, it's just like building a sukkah in a house, totally invalid. Well, then we said that if a sukkah was built on top of another sukkah, so then the upper sukkah is going to be good, but the bottom sukkah is not going to be good because it has to be it can't be under another sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda said that if there are no people living in the upper sukkah, then it's not considered to be a sukkah. The bottom sukkah is valid because it is covered only by a valid schach and not by another sukkah, because again, it's not considered to be a valid sukkah. Have a great day.